Testing for Tuesday, May 5th, 2025, council meeting.
It's all moving. For Shade Tree, Shade Tree Producer did a great job in that saplings in front of Borough Hall on Arbor Day. I want to thank Jimmy Phillips for putting the CC in the site, top flag, outside of Borough Hall. And Shade Tree will be meeting in the weeks here in Borough Hall. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple things, but I'll do most of it at the end. You'll notice that there were some flamingos in front of Borough Hall. The elementary school is still doing a fundraiser where you can flock someone's house. I think a few people up here may have had their homes. So if anyone wants to participate, the elementary school is still running that fundraiser. They go up for 3 days and then they bring them to someone else's home to jazz the place up. And then at our next meeting, we'll be honoring an artist of the month, Morgan Spicer, and
potentially adding, the opportunity to put a cannabis business in the Shawnee's residential area along 36th and that making it to the ordinance?
It did.
Okay. The other one was, I believe Mr. Weinstock brought this up.
And, you know, it is...
whereas several prominent Jewish Americans heroically supported the American Revolution and Jewish community leaders advocated for the freedom of the religion of the Americans upon the founding of our nation. Whereas Jewish Americans have contributed to the advancement of science to save countless lives, transform our understanding of the universe, including Vera Rubin. Vera Rubin, trailblazer in the field of astronomy, whose work established the existence of dark matter. Lillian DeWalt, a nurse who fought for public health care, women's rights, and children's rights, and founded the Henry Street Foundation. Jonas Salk, a virologist who developed a vaccine against polio. And Albert Einstein, who was named Time Magazine's Person of the Century for his contributions to the study of mathematics and physics. Whereas Jewish American athletes excelled at sports while staying true to their heirs, such as Sandy Koufax, who was the first major league pitcher to pitch four no-hitters and choose not to pitch during World Series games when it fell on 9-4. And Hank Greenberg, who was the first Jewish inductee in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1934. Whereas Jewish American women have made significant contributions to American politics, activism, including Ernest Rose, a Jewish immigrant who raised church boys to resist slavery and fight for women's suffrage, and Florence Kahn, the first Jewish woman member of Congress, and the first woman to serve on the House of Military Affairs Committee. Whereas Jewish Americans long advocated for the education of the, including Jillian Rosenwald, who partnered with Booker T. Washington, who to invest in the education of black students and built thousands of schools for black students in 15 states in the South. Whereas the Jewish community has long been involved in the civil rights movement. Whereas Henry Moskowitz joined the civil rights activists such as W.E.B. Du Bois and Ida B. Wells to found National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in 1909. Whereas Jack Greenberg argued against segregation in the Brown for support and education as town council to Thurgood Marshall and then succeeded Marshall as director council of NAACP League Defense Fund. Whereas during the Freedom Summer of 1964, half of the young people who went to Mississippi were Jewish, and including Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner, who were murdered along with the African-American activist James Chaney due to the efforts to register black voters. Whereas Rabbi Abram Joshua Heschel served as a close ally and advisor to Martin Luther King Jr., marching with him from Montgomery to Selma in 1964. Whereas in 1964, 17 rabbis were arrested along Dr. King in Florida after showing racial segregation and public accommodation. And whereas to counter the rise of anti-Semitism, it is critical to increase awareness of Jewish American contributions dating back to the founding of the United States. Now, therefore, being resolved in the House of Representatives, calls on elected officials, faith leaders, and civil society leaders to condemn and counter all acts of anti-Semitism, and calls on executive branch and the state and the local leaders to educate the public on contributions of the Jewish American community and uplift Jewish voices. Take all possible steps to ensure the safety and security of the Jewish American communities, and including by investing in the nonprofit security grant program in preventing terrorism and hate crimes. And call on all educators and administrators to combat hate and to in academic settings. Now, like I said before, I am not Jewish, but I'm telling you right now, if I live and my family lived back in 1938 and 1940, I would be going with the rest of them, just because. So I think that maybe it was not anti-Semitism, because I don't believe anyone here would do that or be that way, I hope to God. But it was an oversight, and maybe we can correct that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
note on that. Usually, Mrs. Clark and I review previous months and look at what proclamations were done from previous mayors and previous years. So maybe that was an oversight on our part, Mrs. Clark, or I don't know that we passed one in the years I've been on council, but I think we can definitely have a second meeting in May, so we can put something up. And I wear my home set every day so that people see that I have common ground with my friends who are Jewish. So that's on a personal note. Anybody else? Yes, Mr. Kirby, come on forward.
I wanted to talk about the cannabis sale. Now, we've had a few years of experience already with a few towns that are already selling cannabis. Okay? And there are supposed to be some benefits, such as taxes on it. They've been used for the state, used for the towns as well, of course. I just saw yesterday that Governor Murphy, there's some kind of a special tax, and Governor Murphy is just proposing to increase it by 900% from $2.50 per ounce, I guess, to $25 now. So that's being added on to this. But my question is actually, can we show any financial or otherwise benefit in these towns that they've been selling it year to year?
It's in the newspaper. There's revenues that have been saved in the newspaper. It's very publicly available, so I think you could find Mr. Hook's business is reporting revenues to Matawan. The business in Freehold, I know, I've seen numbers from Fort Lee, so it's definitely publicly available. But that those are the kind of things that we'll be talking about when we have public hearings on this. Okay. And when and council members have office hours here on Mondays every other council week, and I have office hours every Tuesday, so welcome to join us. Mr. Hook, come on forward. Name and address, please.
Yeah, well, of course, you're Robert Newman. I'm from Point Pleasant, 212 Hall Ave. You guys are local, but let's just say if anybody has questions about how cannabis operates, I strongly encourage them to go to the state's CRC's website. They have all the prior meeting minutes up. They also have all their slides.
Can you please address the dais? I'm sorry.
They also have all their slides and data on as well, if anybody needs any accurate information. So,
and that website is pretty user-friendly.
Yes.
It really is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any hands online, Doug? Come on up.
Hi, good evening. My name's Jay Russell. I'm speaking on behalf of the Cannon Bar.
Address, please.
58 Main Street, Madeline.
Thank you.
So just in hearing some of the comments that the public has been making and having gone through this process over the last few years, I just want to make a comment that the perception of cannabis coming to new communities was pretty much the same 3 years ago. And as time progressed, and as learning from a real-life experience, we've figured out that what we thought and the perception in our minds is actually opening up a cannabis dispensary and being boots on the ground and integrating in the community is completely different. I know individuals are going to say communities are different, the townships are different, but what we've been seeing, the revenue that brings to town, the things that we're able to do with the community and working in close relations with the community, I think it beats every type of negative connotation that can come with cannabis. We happen to work with the town and actually serve as a resource, but again, just hearing some of the comments, we believe that there's ample information on the CRC website. There are a lot of benefits that cannabis can bring to communities. There are a lot of advantageous things that can help uplift the communities and uplift property values and other things, rather than passing those costs to residents that actually live in the community. Serving as myself, being the executive director for the Cannon Bar, we've been ups and downs. We've learned all of our lessons. We figured out that there are a lot of ways in which we can offer benefits to the community, how cannabis can offer benefits to the community. Again, we would like to serve as a resource to our clients. But just wanted to just make that comment public that the perception is not really what it is, and that there are so many pros to it, there's so many benefits that the community can gain from having this in the part of the town. So just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. Seeing no hands. Oh, hello, Mr. Langsdorff.
Josh Langsdorff, 60 Days on Drive. Quickly, I was having a discussion with the chief about the bike rodeo. And he has a brilliant, I don't know if he invented it, but a brilliant way of teaching bike riding by taking the pedals off the bikes. I wonder, what are all those 3-year-olds doing on bikes? How So that was really great. But in the discussion, I said, when I was in elementary school, you had to pass a test in order to ride to school. To let them show you could ride between blocks and turn. You had to have a light. You had to have a bell. You had to have fenders. And right, dancing. You had to have fenders. And he said, that's a good idea. So I think that that's not being done in the local schools.
I'm not the school superintendent or principal, but the chief might know.
But I'm just saying, it's a good idea. I mean, it worked for me. The other thing I want to say is, in one of the towns where I did grow up, a mother and her six-year-old kindergarten student were killed in the crosswalk by the school, exactly the kind of thing you were talking about, by the school bus. And long story short, it happened in a town where I went to school, I paid attention. It turns out that the driver was not charged. He got a ticket for failure to yield and something else because the mother and kindergarten student, even though the light was green, started to cross when the hand signal said, don't cross. Because they decided to start walking when the countdown clock said, don't walk. There was no liability attached, no criminal liability or investigation attached to the driver who turned back. There's plenty of time to cross. Once at Route 36, I know because I cross a lot, and my wife will not cross on the east side, okay, because of the left turning cars.
That's how I knew it wasn't you. No, I'm serious, because I asked her to describe who it was to me.
Yeah, right. My signature. We don't cross on the east side. now we derail what I was saying. There's plenty of time to cross once it starts saying don't cross. You've got 25 seconds. Once it starts saying don't cross, you've got 25 seconds. So I don't know if that's the same in New Jersey. But it caused me some concern. I didn't have time to check it today. And the other thing, just by accident, 40% of the voters in Atlantic Highlands registered to vote for the first time since 2015, 10 years ago. So 40% of the people in town at the moment have been here for 10 years or less.
Okay. So Retta hadn't left.
I need a ranch.
Any other comment? Online? Okay, I'm going to have the person in the room come forward first, and then we'll... I'm calling on you, Mr. Barbado. I'm saying I'm going to have to... Well, come on up, because I called on you. Well, I was about to call on you. I was just negotiating that.
Short and sweet, Paul Barbado, 22, Laurie Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. I'm going to state for the record that I am against cannabis. Okay? I would like that on the record. I have a couple of reasons, but I'm not going to go into detail now. All I want to say is we're only 29 miles from the city limits of New York City. And recently, they came out with a report that 700 pot shops had to be closed.
Illegal pot shops.
Well, they were somewhat illegal, and some were not because they weren't following the rules. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing was, Highlands had a pot shop, right? Highlands, doesn't
Highlands approved a cannabis facility, yes, but I don't know if it's in operation yet.
Well, the thing is, with the world, the FedEx, Amazon, you can have it delivered to your house. I don't know why you even have to go to a store. Everything is online. You can see what you want and just order it. We have Amazon on Laurie Road and FedEx and all 24 hours a day. And they can order it. If you want the pot, you want the to the herb, fine, you can smoke it. But smoke it in the house and don't go into the community smelling up the place, because it's going to happen where they're going to start smoking it on the street. Thank you.
I still go to Bayshore Pharmacy. Anybody else? My person online?
Then bring them over.
Hello. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
This is Paul, 86 Eastbound Avenue. I just wanted to state for the record the proclamation from May of 2023. In May of 2023, we honored Medical Services Week, Period Poverty Awareness Week, National Police Week, and National Nurses Week. Additionally, the last meeting of April of 2023, we honor Arab American History Month and National Volunteer Month. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. No further comment in here? Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn, but I'm going to ask each council member to come see me for a second before you leave tonight. It's no business. I just need to inform you of something. Motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
30 seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay.
Thank you.